a very blessed Thursday morning to all. Is this week just flying by? I think it is, but the weather is getting so much better. It's getting warmer. The light is out. The sun is up later. It is a beautiful day, so no better song to start with on Morning Light on WWDB with Scott Borsky. Good morning. Then Jason Krabs. Good morning, Mercy.
I mean, like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, Mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I
any day of the week, even today on Thursday, it is appropriate to fulfill your dreams, goals, and aspirations, at least to get closer to them with the help of God. Always a good time as Unspoken sings to start a fire.
In my head, let's
Did you look up to heaven today to thank God for all the wonders and the miracles in your life on this beautiful, beautiful day on Thursday? Did you, as Lauren Daigle sings, look up, child?
Where are you now when darkness seems to win? Where are you now when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, look up, child.
We know that there are problems in our lives, not only with us, but with others. But it is so very important that before you attempt to help others in your lives, you have to be 100% yourself. Because if you can't help others, whether it's financially or physically, emotionally, spiritually, unless you're doing okay inside of you as well. Listen to these very wise words by Kirk Cameron with his Heal Yourself First.
Here's a word to all of the brave men in the room and watching online. If you're going, bro, I am with you. Let's light this place up. I am ready to go 1776 right now. Come on over to my house. You don't even know how prepared I am for this. This is a word to you. Before we go all 1776 to take back your country, let's first go to Psalm 17:6 and call on our God to turn his ear back to us and hear our prayers. Reform ourselves first, then we turn and reform our entire world.
Are you having joy on this beautiful morning? Joy and happiness and goodness and righteousness, they all go hand in hand, but they have to start with the love of God. You wake up in the morning and you say, I love you, God. Thank you for waking me up on this most precious day. And that's the way that we can have, as Torrin Wells sings, joy in the morning. If you don't have time on a certain day to listen and to gather faith on Morning Light on WWDB at 7 o'clock Monday through Friday, you can always go to the podcast at WWDBAM.com anytime that you wish, whether you're at work, in the car, at home, shopping, on any of your smart devices to bring godliness into your lives. And please share that podcast with others. Again, WWDBAM.com, so they can bring faith and godliness into their lives as well. Please, please join with Toby Mac on his Speak Life.
Some days life feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. It's twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher. Use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say.
It is such a wonderful opportunity to take and to tell everyone that you are so very blessed. Whether you think so or not, there are always blessings in your lives that happen more, much more than you even think. It's so very important to count your blessings. The small ones, the big ones. The small ones count even much more than the big ones because they add up and they bring wonderment into your daily life each and every hour and each and every moment. Join with Kane on their I'm So Blessed.
Child of God, on my worst day, I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day, and you're the reason why I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter about the rest. If I got you, Lord, I'm so blessed.
I'm so blessed. Hallelujah, I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
On the dawn, but when I count the ways you're good to me, you got me counting all day long. Oh, yeah,
I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter about the rest. If I got you, Lord, I'm so blessed. Hey, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter.
We had the opportunity, I didn't, but I know a lot of my friends watched the Oscars. And sometimes you say, you know, I wish I looked like that actor. I wish I looked like that actress. I wish I had their car, their home. You know, no one knows what, as they say, goes on behind closed doors. Never wish you were someone else. God has made you in his image. You are made to live how God wants your purpose and mission to go. Because as we all know, as Kansas Cameron Bure says so beautifully, God made you unique.
What's some advice that you would give to young people who struggle with body image and self-worth in this digital and social age we live in?
You know, I think what I have always stressed to my kids is that God fearfully and wonderfully made you unique. You know, and he gave you only what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And to care for what he's given you and to nurture all of those things. But you can't compare yourself to other people because God made them different from how they made you.
Yeah.
And we're not all to be the same.
If you are temporarily in the valley, please know that is momentarily. That is just of this moment. Never let your heart be worried. Never be concerned because you don't know when God is going to bring you out of the valley and onto the mountain, but it will be done. You just have to keep faith and you will have the healing. Join with the Blanca and Dante Bo on their The Healing.
Maker of stars, the sun and moon, and
heaven and earth designed by you. Oh, I believe in you. Took my weary heart, broken and bruised, every part you made brand new.
Yes, I believe it's true that every time you see me through, I know I'm safe. You'll never leave.
We all know that we live in God's time, not ours. That is so very, very important to remember. Please join with the Collingsworth family on their beautiful, "Your Ways Are Higher Than Mine."
It's not what I prayed for. It's not what I wanted. It's not something I understand. My circumstances seem so confusing. I'm placing it all in your hands. Your ways are high. Mountains to move, but you want me to climb, so I'm gonna trust you will work your will in your time. Your ways are higher at how you knew best all along. You see from heaven, you know it's the hard times that make my faith steady and strong. Your ways are higher than mine. I want mountains to move, but you want me to climb. So I'm gonna trust you will work your will in your time. For your ways are higher.
Always know that when we pray, God has three answers. One is, of course, yes. Another one is no. But a no is not a refusal. A no is just God has something better for you. And the third answer is yes, but not now. Wait a minute. You're not ready for the answer to the blessing, to the prayer that you have asked God for. Or as Steve Harvey says, trust God's timing.
When you ask God for something, God boxes it up, put your name on it, and he ships it the day you ask for it. Soon as you ask for it, he ships it. The problem with the package is, he never tells you the date that it's going to arrive. If he did that, it would destroy the one element that he requires, your faith. So God sends your package, but he only delivers to Faith Street. If you step off of Faith Street and you go over here to I Don't Believe It Boulevard, he don't ship there. If you step over here to I Don't See How Avenue, he don't ship there. If you step over here to Ain't No Way Circle, he don't ship there. The package only goes to Faith Street. What happens to the average person is, that when the package arrive and you ain't on Faith Street, it's just like the post office and FedEx, UPS. If you ain't there, the package got to go back.
You know, it's never, never a bad time to bring godliness into others. We often know that sometimes the only God that anyone ever has and sees on a daily basis is the God in you and the God in me. And we certainly know that there are so many who pray for what we take for granted. So take that opportunity to start to volunteer if you don't yet at a local nonprofit, a local organization. You don't know the changes that you will bring to the betterment of other people's lives. Please join with For King and Country on their What Are We Waiting For?
What are we waiting for? Can't breathe, can't dance if we don't move our feet. It's a blurred
trying to keep pace. Days are running like they're in a race. Can't move if we're in our own way.
This Friday night, tomorrow night, here in South Jersey, if you're anywhere in the vicinity, if you want to join me for Shabbat, for Sabbath services at 7 o'clock on Friday night, in person, not online, in person, it would be an honor to be with you and pray with you for all the wonderment and the blessings in your body, mind, and soul. If you want more information about our service in South Jersey, please contact me. I'm easy to find on Facebook, on Instagram. Just Google me. You could find my number, my email, my phone, anywhere online. Contact me. I will give you all the information. But go to my Facebook or Instagram pages. You will find them there. And we could gather together and we could pray and acknowledge, as Shannon Aducci sings, good to me.
You have been good to me through every season and possibility. So on the days I struggle to believe, I remind myself you have been so good to me. Through the darkness, in the broken, when I've nothing left to offer you, it led me to the truth. It led me straight. possibility. So on the days I struggle to believe, I remind myself you have been so good to me. In the springtime, through the winter, when my ground's been cracked and shattered through, God. Invited me to trust in you. I will trust in you. You have been good to me through every season and possibility. So you heard me call. My goodness doesn't mean that things will go the way I think. It means you'll be there through it all. You have been good to me through every season and possibility. So on the days I struggle to believe, I remind myself you have been so good. You have been good. Oh, you've been so good to me. Possibility. So on the days I struggle to believe, I remind myself. You have been so to me.
You know, never think that God is far away from us. God is always near to us, surrounding us with a blessing. So always be surrounded in the armor of God. And how do we do that? We keep in a constant state of prayer, a continual state of prayer. So God is always has our hands within his hands, and we can be together. Please join Tasha Layton on her beautiful Never.
When this broken world is breaking me down, when my tears and knees both fall to the ground, when my questions make me doubt you more than ever, you remind me that your answer's always never. Never forgotten, never forsaken, never. You're
And on that, have a blessed day. Go out and do something. Make the world a better place for all those in your circle of love and circle of life. Join Matthew West on his Do Something.
This morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. You do something, he said. I did. Yeah. I created you. If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. Well, it's time for us to do something. Something. So tired of talking about how we are God's hands and feet, but it's easier to say than to be. Live like angels of apathy. We tell ourselves it's alright, somebody else will do something. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of life with no desire. Says, I'm gonna do something. If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. It's time for us to do something. Yes, it is. Change the world by standing still. No, we won't stand still. No. If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. It's time for us to do something.
Miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger, to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend, just to say I understand. Ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with a...
And on that, have a blessed day. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Remember, pray more, worry less.